It was sunlight. Past twilight it might be, with old Star and old Mother shining from above the dark tower, but Roland was quite sure he was seeing, or sensing, sunlight. He climbed on, without looking into any more of the rooms, without bothering to smell their aromas of the past. The stairwell narrowed until his shoulders nearly touched its curved stone sides. No songs now, unless the wind was a song, for he heard it soughing. He passed one final open door. Lying on the floor of the tiny room beyond it was a pad from which the face had been erased. All that remained were two red eyes glaring up. I have reached the present. I have reached now. Yes, and there was sunlight, Kamala sunlight, inside his eyes and waiting for him. It was hot and harsh upon his skin. The sound of the wind was louder, and that sound was also harsh. Unforgiving. Roland looked at the stairs curving upward. Now his shoulders would touch the walls, for the passage was no wider than the sides of a coffin. 19 more stairs, and then the room at the top of the dark tower would be his. I come, he called. If you hear me well, I come. He took the stairs one by one, walking with his back straight and his head held up. The other rooms had been opened to his eye, the final one was closed off, his way blocked by a ghostwood door with a single word carved upon it. That word was Roland. He grasped the knob. It was engraved with a wild rose wound around a revolver, one of those great old guns from his father, and now lost forever. Yet it will be yours again, whispered the voice of the tower, and the voice of the roses. These voices were now one. What do you mean?